either.
Oh, there will be no nonsense from me, Pod.
This is how it strikes me. Human beings is tall, right?
Right, yes.
And they move fast.
We move fast?
But look at the ground they cover. Their legs are so long. Now, if human beings can't find borrowers, most of them don't even believe we exist, how can we expect to do any better? It seems to me that borrowers is hid from borrowers.
Oh, no, Pod!
Now, don't say we won't find the hen drearies. Maybe we will. Before the winter, anyways.
Winter?
We need a plan.
We've got a plan.
With a main object.
To find our relations.
We'll work our way right round the field by the edges.
Hedges.
There's hedges and edges, Arietti, and I mean edges.
When do we start?
As soon as we've had breakfast.
Mm. I've had mine. Here's yours, Pa.
Oh, thanks. Mm.
I might have a bit of that digestive biscuit now.
It's almost as far to go back as to keep on.
Oh, pass you another rose hip, Arietti. Oh, yeah.
How about we go right round?
Round the whole field?
What do you say, Homily?
Oh, we better keep going. You said you'd clean the hairs out of these, Arietti.
I did.
Yeah, so why am I choking my head off?
I must have missed one.
The cornfield. How about collecting a few ears of corn? It's downhill all the way back now.
Huh? No harm. As it walks out and follows us.
Corn isn't heavy.
We can put it aside for winter.
And nuts.
Dig a pit to bury them in.
Oh, winter?
We've got to face it, Homily. We've got to save the candle and the matches for the cold weather. No more hot food, no more tea. We have to live different.
No more tea?
Except for celebrations and emergencies.
No.
I take a bit of the stalk, too. Makes it easier to carry.
There's plenty of nuts.
We've got to look about us and see what there is.
And the blackberries are coming on.
I'm not eating caterpillars.
We can milk aces like ants do.
What's that?
The
beetles don't hurt. Oh, shoot.
I just don't like the look on their faces.
We can grind this corn for bread.
Oh, how am I going to make bread without an oven or yeast?
Can you manage all that?
Well, I'd sooner carry it than grind it.
We'd best get back before sunset.
Oh. Might find the hen drearies before that.
There won't be no badgers set along this side.
Why not?
Too much ploughing and sowing and men and dogs.
Where could one be then?
We've walked nearly all the way round.
Only one place to look now. Them trees in the middle.
Open ground.
You don't need to come.
Suppose we have a nice cup of tea when we get back to the boot.
What you have now, you can't have later, Homily.
Might not be a later. You know, another 10 minutes, it would have been dark.
Wait there. I'll undo the laces.
Where shall I put the corn?
We can stack it in the storeroom next to the boot.
Righto.
Bring the half scissor, Arietti.
It isn't here.
Of course it is.
Where? I can't see it.
Get a match and light the candle. Something's been mucking about in our store. It was there.
What? The half scissor.
The larger hat pin's gone too.
The smaller hat pin's here.
Everything except those two things.
What kind of a creature would take a half scissor?
A magpie might, if it was shiny.
I don't see a magpie taking a hat pin.
Or a human being.
It's more in the style of a borrower.
The hen drearies.
Maybe.
Put some water on to boil, Arietti. No point wasting the candle.
We said no tea.
We're celebrating, finding the hen drearies.
Say it was one of the hen drearies. They know our gear. Why didn't they stay to see us or leave a note or a sign?
Well, maybe he went to tell the others.
They took our weapons.
Not the smaller hat, Pen.
Make tea if you want, but I wouldn't call this a celebration. Not yet.